problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Genetic tests are aiming to predict an embryo's intelligence and health. Now, at first glance, this seems like great, right? Why wouldn't you want to know the intelligence of your future unborn or future born child and their health status? But I think people are a little bit scared because then it starts to get into, are we going to start eliminating people if they have risk for diabetes, heart disease, other illnesses? Would that be a bad thing if we started eliminating people with, you know, people that will have chronic health issues for the rest of their lives? Do these people deserve a chance to live, or is it in the best interest that we just start eliminating people before they become full-fledged people when they have major abnormalities like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, this has happened not only with, if you can predict what their IQ is going to be and, you know, maybe you're like, not high enough, we'll start over, try to make a new one. But this happens even with just regular ultrasounds when they find out, like in India and China, if the fetus is female. Mm-hmm. Then they just go, nah, no thanks.
Female infanticide is huge.
Oh, yeah, all across the world, especially in China and India and stuff. But, it even comes from even that technology there. So I can't imagine it's going to help things, though. I have a feeling that it is going to cause more people to be like, nah, we're going to start over. We don't want this one. But now you can do the things, too, where you can design your baby. Like, that's going to be a new thing where you can pick its eye color,
right,
how smart it is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all just genes, and they have this CRISPR technology. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but
I have.
It's fascinating stuff.
Right, something with,
it's just gene editing.
Is it? So okay, gene splicing.
Yeah, so it goes in there. I don't know how the hell it does it, but somehow it cuts off certain genes, whatever sees
or turns off. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But it replaces it with the genes that you want, and then you can make a superhuman.
But isn't that a good thing if we could eliminate something like Huntington's disease, which is just all bad, you know?
It is. But then you kind of get into
the dark side
God
of it all.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, and people say that all the time. We've been playing God for centuries, okay?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, we have people that have pacemakers that should have been dead 50
That's
years
true.
Ago.
Even farming, like vegetables that we grow.
You have people who have type 1 diabetes and they're on insulin, otherwise they'd be dead. So, so we've been playing God for I would say, a couple centuries at least, at the very least. So, but then it becomes a little overkill, no pun intended, because then it's like, all right, we want our son to be taller. We want him to be smarter. We want them to be healthier, which is kind of weird because it is a sort of selection, obviously. It's not so much natural selection, but artificial selection. You know, it's kind of like that selective breeding that we do with dogs. I mean, not we, but, you know, people do with dogs. A lot of dog breeds are completely unnatural. Like, the way that a pug looks, I mean, it's adorable, but it's like it can barely breathe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? An English bulldog has one of the most unfortunate body types, like, ever. It's bow-legged. I don't even know how it has sex. I don't even think it can have sex.
Right.
I feel like it all the time, if you want like a purebred English bulldog, they're so bow-legged and like top heavy and everything that I feel like you have to almost always artificially inseminate them, because I don't think that they can have, I mean, I'm sure they can have sex, but it must be very, very hard for that male to mount another large. No, it's not good.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. Yeah, we've always done that. You're right. So, I mean, if we didn't have genetically modified corn, we wouldn't have 7 billion people on the planet.
Sure.
Now we'd have way less. So
it's great, and I don't even want to say it's great only in theory. I mean, I think about it. It's one of those things where, like, it's great for the individual, maybe not for society as a whole. Like, you think about yourself, if you could eliminate having like a kid with spina bifida, like, that would be fantastic.
Yeah,
you know, and either, you know, I hate to say it, you know, terminate the pregnancy early on, or live with this kid with spina bifida, Or the flip side is, like, then you start kind of going to the eugenics thing where now all the babies are white with green eyes and blonde hair, and you have
studs.
Aryan Nation, right? They're 6'5". Everyone is Dutch, essentially.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, there's still going to be, like, you know, people of color that are still going to have kids that they're just going to be freaks, though. They're going to be super handsome and, you know, muscular and
sure,
in great
but
shape.
The fear is that it can lead to things like that. It can lead to, like, a superior race. Maybe not based on just color alone, but in terms of elite genes.
It is going to make super race of these genetically modified people.
And taller,
I think
smarter.
They're going to be all sorts of different colors, you know, depending on where in the world you're at. Because eventually this technology is going to be cheap enough where everybody's going to be able to. And you know China's on that already. The thing that concerns me about China, we've talked about it before, is that they don't have the same qualms with these issues in morality that I think we struggle with. As people, they kind of just view life. They don't really. I don't think they have a value for life that Americans have and other people in the world have. They're willing to just throw these things away, like the way they treat animals. Is an example I always bring up.
I think there's a bit of a difference because places like China, a lot of places in Asia, have a much more collective.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Society, mm-hmm. whereas in the United States, it's much more individualistic.
Right.
And I was listening to a guy actually. Do you know who Johan Hari is? I think he's like a psychologist. He was on Rogan a while ago, but I love listening to him, and he has a lot of great points about that. And there's a lot of great things that come with living in a more collective society versus the way that we live. I think we're a lot more lonely in our society. But again, when you're kind of looking at things like that, when it comes to morality, it's like, well, you know, there's a billion other of us. It doesn't really matter. Or the whole, like, killing yourself for honor that they have in, like, Japanese society. Mm-hmm. Like, you sacrifice yourself to preserve the honor of your family. Like, that just does not exist in
right.
American culture. That's suicide, and you got issues and you need to talk to a doctor, sort of a thing. So there's differences.
There's definitely culture, but they I don't think they're going to have the same problems with genetically modifying people, for example. And that could lead to a very large advantage on the world scene as far as they're going to become. If they're all, you know, have super high IQs, and they're all at, like, they're just going to dominate in every field, and they're all just going to be genetically modified human beings.
Right.
And I think we're going to have more of a problem. We're going to struggle with this question more. Is this something we should do?
Mm-hmm.
And it might be too late before we decide what to do. And then they might be the most powerful country in the world.
Superpower.
They already kind of are. So
yeah, they kind of are. And I think that in a lot of ways they are unchecked. You know, like when it comes to pollution, I mean, no one pollutes more than China does. They just don't give an F. Like, look at the qualities of the working conditions. People are jumping out of buildings.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think that happens in Japan as well, but I think mostly in China, just because that's where most of the factories are. There's just a lot more people in China. People are jumping out of buildings, and they have, like, safety nets underneath.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't even kill yourself.
Right.
So they don't really care. I don't think, like you said, they have the same sort of value for life that we do in the Western world. So I could totally see this. They're like, why? This would be better for society. Why would we not do it? It would be immoral not to do it if we have the technology to make everybody better.
And it,
that's
I mean,
what I think they would think.
It is in a lot of ways, because if you have a fetus that has a condition where you might go, okay, let's just terminate this pregnancy and not do it. But or if you can just fix the fetus in the womb, then why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
You could still have that life.
Yeah, and that would be a disservice to the baby if you could do that and you chose not to.
Right.
And I feel like any individual, it's one of those things where it has good intentions, and I think that it's a good idea, but if on, what's the word I'm looking for? If it's not checked, it can lead to really, really dark places where you start picking out things like, I want taller, I always want smarter, but why is smarter a bad thing? Do we need dumb people? Maybe. But then again, it's like then we start eradicating people because it's like, okay, if we can get to a point where we know their IQ is going to be 99 instead of 100, we go, you know what? Just forget about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not so good.
Yeah,
not so good.
But if you can just fix those things, you know, why wouldn't you want somebody that's taller and stronger and that's better in every single way? Why wouldn't you select that over whatever, you know, if you want to use God or
sure.
whatever?
But then if you kind of think about it a little bit more, like you do need different types of people to occupy different parts of society. Like everybody can't be a doctor. Like, but everybody can't be a lawyer. Everybody, or whatever it is, everybody can't be an entrepreneur. There needs to be people, I hate to say this, but there needs to be people who are sheep.
The world needs figures, too. Yeah.
Right.
No, I agree, but I don't think that's going to be the case either anymore, because technology is allowing automation's taking over. We don't need ditch diggers anymore. We're going to have machines that do everything. Mm-hmm. We're succumbing to automation here in radio, for God's sakes. What's going to happen when, I would imagine that's going to be very soon, when they can already kind of make voices, you know, and especially for music stations that are just, they just need somebody to read.
Forget
you know,
about
whoever.
That, just syndication. Like, have one talk show, and then it's all over the nation.
All over the nation, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, all this stuff. So, yeah, I don't think everybody's going to be a doctor, no, but there's going to be machines that are going to be the doctors.
What do you do with all the people?
I don't know. Like, my thing is, I think things are going to get really bad. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be lost in some sort of great war or something. If we can survive that, though, I think things would be really cool. Really good. I have a feeling we're going to be bored, though, because you won't need to work. Like, you'll have in my head, I'm thinking everybody's going to have just a home provided for them, because it's going to be so easy to build. You'll have some sort of basic income that comes in. You can do whatever you want. You'll have your food flown in on a drone, or have some sort of replicator that you can just make whatever you want. It's going to be boring, but it's going to be cool, too.
No, it won't be cool. It won't be cool, because it'll be so convenient. You'll just be used to it. It's just going to be how life is. It's not going to be like this cool new technology. It's just going to be like, this is the new standard. And it's so crazy, because we're going to convenience ourselves to death. We're going to make things so easy that we're going to lose the will to live. There's going to be no more challenges anymore, because you don't have to fight for anything. You don't have to build anything. You don't have to work for anything. Yeah. You don't have to earn anything. And everything's going to be automated. And it's on one end, yes, I understand how that is cool, because just less work for you. And it's funny, like, that is the such a driving force for ingenuity and innovation, is like, I'm lazy, so I'm going to work hard so I don't have to do that stuff that I don't like to do, which is funny to me. But we are going to get to a point where, like, 60%, what did they say? Like, something like 60% of the workforce is going to be in big trouble, because everything's going to be automated.
Yeah.
That's what are those people going
to
do?
That's going to go up to 100%. I mean, there's going to be no need for human beings to do any sort of work whatsoever eventually. And it's going to be, like, I think it might be cool, because it's going to allow us to pursue our own interests on our time. You want to sleep in that day? All right, go ahead. You want to study? You know, whatever you want to study, get good at something, and maybe there'll be...
Want to commit crimes and violence? That's what's going to happen.
There's going to be new innovations always that's going to come from human ingenuity.
Not always.
Yeah, I think there always will be.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you're not occupied in school and doing stuff like that, you're going to be doing violent things.
No, some people are still going to innovate and still want to make the world a better place.
Well, some people, but again, not everybody.
But there won't need to be crime, though, because everything's going to be provided for. You're going to have everything that you want and need, you know?
So why do rich people commit crimes? They have everything that they need.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like what? I mean, yeah, there's going to be some.
People steal money. They launder money. You have money. You want more money. You know what
but
I mean?
But money's not even going to be... I don't even think money's going to be a thing. Like, you don't need money anymore.
Okay.
You just... Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the HMB Sides, available only at hmbradio.com or on your podcast feed. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay. And be sure to check out The Homemade Broadcast, available every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Same place. You'll be able to find it. You can find Stay Woke on the Bone app. Just search 102.5 The Bone, wherever you get your apps, Google Play, iTunes. You know, this way you can listen to it on demand and not stay up late like a lunatic. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.